What non-dual awareness is and is not? The phrase non-dual awareness can evoke a wide range of associations. For some, it suggests Eastern philosophy or spiritual attainment, enlightenment. For others, it raises concerns about dissociation, detachment, or abstract nonsense metaphysics. These associations can become obstacles before the actual experience has been explored. And in this program, non-dual awareness is approached in a deliberately modest way, rather than presenting a worldview. NDSR introduces a shift in orientation, one that can be noticed directly, tested experientially, and evaluated pragmatically in terms of its effects on stress. Awareness in plain language. At its simplest, awareness refers to the capacity by which experience is known. Thoughts are known. Sensations are known. Emotions are known. Sounds and sights, even memories, bodily feelings, they are also known. The knowing itself is usually overlooked in favor of what is known. This oversight is not really a mistake, it's how attention naturally operates. Attention. It's drawn to content, to what is changing, to what is important, to what is demanding. While awareness, on the other hand, just remains in the background, usually unexamined. Non-dual awareness does not add anything new. It brings attention to something already functioning quietly and reliably in the background. The fact that experience is being known at all. This knowing does not require any effort. It does not turn on and off, and it's actually present during both moments of clarity and moments of confusion, moments of calm and moments of stress. It's present during moments of focus and in times of distraction. Now, why this awareness is usually missed? It's often missed. And why? Because most people assume awareness belongs to a person. It feels as though I am aware, I am observing, I am noticing, I. Now, this assumption is rarely questioned because it seems obvious and perfectly functional. NDSR does not attempt to dismantle this assumption intellectually. Instead, it invites a simple investigation. Does awareness itself require a central observer in order to function? Does awareness itself require a central observer in order to function? This question is not actually meant to be answered, not conceptually anyway. It's something that's meant to be explored through your direct experience over time. Not just right now, today, in this moment, but something you'll explore over and over again throughout the 8 weeks. And as this exploration unfolds, awareness may begin to feel less like a personal activity that you're managing and more like a shared background that's just, wow, it can be hard to explain, but it's just present, present regardless of whatever attention is focused on. Awareness versus attention. A clear distinction between awareness and attention is essential for this program. Attention is selected, kind of like a flashlight. It moves around towards what seems important. Under stress, it narrows like a laser beam and fixates. Attention can be trained, redirected, and fatigued. But awareness does not behave quite in the same way. Awareness does not select. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't need to be maintained. It's not like riding a bike. It's present whether attention is focused, scattered, or absent altogether. A helpful way to notice this is during moments of distraction. When attention wanders, awareness does not go away. In fact, awareness is what notices that your attention wandered. Your awareness is what notices your attention has wandered. Recognizing this distinction often reduces the sense that practice requires some kind of constant vigilance. No, this is not like working out at the gym. Awareness is not something that must be increased or protected from distraction. It's actually what includes distraction. What non-dual awareness is not. Because the term is often used inconsistently, it's important that we be as precise as we can about what non-dual awareness does not refer to in this program. The way we're using the word is, it is not a belief about the nature of reality. It's not a claim that the self does not exist. It's not a mystical spiritual state. Non-duality, as we are discussing it, is not some kind of emotional detachment or indifference. It's not dissociation or numbing. And it's not a permanent condition that replaces ordinary experiences. Non-duality being what it is, ordinary experiences are actually included. Everything is included. Non-duality and non-dual awareness does not bypass psychological work, emotional processing, or ethical responsibility. It doesn't remove your personality. It doesn't take away your preferences or make it impossible for you to function well in the world. If any practice leads to a sense of disconnection from body, from emotions, or daily life, that is not the direction this program is pointing you to. Why this matters for stress. From the perspective of NDSR, stress is intensified when experience is interpreted as happening to a central self who must manage, control, or resolve it. When awareness is recognized as the broader context in which experience arises, this pressure often softens. Thoughts still occur. Emotions still move. The body still activates. What changes is the sense of compression and tension around them. Stress becomes an experience that happens rather than a condition that defines who you are. For the purposes of this program, non-dual awareness can be understood functionally. Non-dual awareness is the recognition of experience as arising within awareness, without requiring a separate observer or controller. This is not something to accept or reject, it's something to notice gradually over the weeks, but especially during moments of stress. We introduce this carefully. Although awareness is always present, noticing it can feel unfamiliar at first. Sometimes it's jokingly called the path of confusion. It typically ends in wonderful clarity, but along the way, things can get a little confusing, so we encourage you to approach it carefully and just stick with it. This pacing of what we do week by week, it's intentional and protective. We delay inquiry into identity until sufficient stability has been established. Insight is never required for progress. If recognition arises naturally, it's allowed. If not, the practices still remain effective. This is about stress reduction. The program works through exposure and familiarity, not through belief or intellectual analysis.